Hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. If you were with us yesterday, we were talking about the women's conference is going to be held at the Herrick Baptist Church on February the 4th, Soul Sisters. And with us by visiting here in the station are the two people that are putting this on, Cheryl Elliott and Dana Jones. One more quick hello to Cheryl. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
This is quite an event you guys are planning, right?
We're looking forward to it, yes.
Dana, tell us a little bit what the date is and when does it start?
It's February 4th, yes. 2017, of course, and it's from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m.
And we also have a third person on. In fact, if you two know, do either one of you know Robin well to introduce her? We're with Robin Dykstra, on the phone. She's our keynote speaker. You want to introduce her?
Welcome, Robin. We're excited to have Robin with us. She's from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and she will be there as our keynote speaker. So we're excited about that.
Definitely. I'm excited to come.
Robin, we're looking forward to talking with you now. I understand that you speak around quite a bit. Tell us about what you do.
I speak at about 50 events a year. I just love bringing good news of Jesus Christ to women. And I always say I like to bring God's truth to life's questions. Women need answers to questions like, does God really love me and why is this happening? And I want to shed some light on those questions.
That sounds very, very good. When you come down here for the Soul Sisters Women's Conference at Herrick Baptist on February the 3rd, you will be the keynote speaker. What is it that you hope to share with them? What's your topic maybe you have or some of the thoughts that you want to bring?
I have the privilege of talking two times, so I will be speaking the first time about God's promises and what you can depend on when you put your trust in Jesus. And then in the afternoon, I'm going to talk about how women connect with each other and why it's important to have friendships and why we need to have that connection with both God up and down, but with women to women across and abroad.
And this is so important. Men need this to some level, but women are built differently, aren't they? They think differently.
Well, we do think a little differently than men. I know that that's true. When my husband says, what time do you need to leave for church? I say, well, I have to get up and wash my hair, and then I need to feed the cat. And he just wants to know, 10 or 10:15?
Yeah, I've heard that. That's I must have been in your home or something, because that's how it goes. So what is it that, what is a good way for women to make sure that they connect well, so that they refresh, so that they get connected with good Christian people?
Yeah, one of the best ways to get connected with other women is to make yourself available and then test the relationship with a little bit of trust before you invest your whole heart. It's, you know, it's pretty easy to get banged up, but I believe that it's worth the risk. So become a friend, be available to be a friend, and then be genuine in your relationship.
What do you mean by be genuine? We can't share everything
once. Don't hide. We all want to pretend like everything's just super good and that nothing's wrong and our marriage is great. You know how that goes. You're on your way to church and you're fighting like cats and dogs.
Not us.
And the kids in the back seat, and then you walk through the door and you go, oh, I'm fine.
How are you? I'm fine.
Right. So be willing to share a little bit of the mess until you can trust someone with a little bit more of the mess. Because nobody wants to go through this life, which is so hard on their own.
You're talking about confiding in people that you can say, I need to share with you something just a little deeper. Can we have lunch together?
Yeah, exactly. Everything from, I just hate the way I look, to I'm in jeopardy of hurting my kid.
We got some people laughing over here, and that just is part of, that's, my wife is the same way. She was a wonderful mother, and she is a wonderful mother to five grown kids. She was raising as we raised them together, and sometimes you just want to get out and pull your hair out.
You do, and we are going to have so much fun on February 4th. I am going to bring the house down. I'm going to have lots of fun things to say and great stories to share, and women are going to have so much fun. They're going to get to 3 o'clock and go, oh my goodness, is it over already?
That sounds very, very encouraging, and we're going to go over the details how people can get more involved with the Women's Conference. Going to be at the Herrick Baptist Church on February the 4th from 8 to 3. I want to go to the first thing you mentioned, Robin. You said you're going to talk about God's promises. This hits home with so many people. we have to trust and believe in God's promises. How does that work?
Well, I did not reconcile my differences with Jesus until I was in my 30s, and I made such a mess before then that when I finally understood that there was a God in heaven who loved me and wanted to demonstrate his love to me, I just jumped on board of that. And I discovered promise after promise that was just almost, it felt like it was exclusively for me. And I know that, I think there are like 8,000 promises in the Bible.
Isn't
I don't have time
something?
To do all 8,000 on Saturday, but we'll probably do a good 4 or 5.
And he asks us to trust him when he says he will do something, doesn't he?
He does. And it feels a little uncomfortable sometimes. I always wonder, if I were Joshua, would I have really marched around Jericho 7 times?
7 long, boring times.
It seems like there would have been a better plan, don't you know?
Yeah.
Like a little better plan. So sometimes God asks you to do things that require a good deal of trust.
I have been more amazed at the fact that we are saved by faith and we live by faith. The same word of faith is also trust. Will
yes,
God carry us through? I'm sure you've met up with a lot of people who are going through some really rough times.
I do, and I want them to know that it doesn't matter where they are or what they've done or what the mess is in their life, that God still loves them and wants them and that he is trustworthy for their life.
And if we trust him, that's for not everything he wants, but that's about the first 80% of what he wants from us.
Exactly. Exactly. It starts with trusting Jesus and then trusting Jesus with a little bit more, like how things are going in your marriage or how you operate your life on the internet or how you act at work. But he'll lead you to a life that's so much better than the one you'll settle for.
What are some of the promises we have trouble trusting in the year 2017?
Some of the promises. I guess that God is enough. You know that we're so self-sufficient. We always want to do everything on our own. And at the last resort, we call on Jesus.
Don't we,
but
though?
I think God actually wants us to come to him first and develop a plan that will work for 2017 and then trust him with the outcome.
Now, I'm going to ask you one more question, and our time is going to come to an end. But you say, go to God, ask him first. How do we know what God is saying to us individually in our houses, with our family, with our situation? How do we know when God is speaking uniquely for our lives?
I think God talks to us all the time. I think you'll be reading your Bible and a verse will pop off the page and you think, oh, that might be God. Or you'll listen in the radio and this song will bring you to tears because the music and the lyrics are just exactly what you need to hear. And if it pricks your spirit or brings you to a point of a gasp, I think you can count on that being God. There's lots of other ways, and we'll talk about those on Saturday, February 4th at Herrick Church, but I don't want to give away the whole thing.
Well, you're tickling our interest very much. I'm afraid I won't be there, but I hope a lot of people will. I want to go now real quick in just a quick minute. Cheryl Elliott, tell us again how people can get involved with the session. Who do we call? Can we go online? Is there a phone number?
You can go online. Our website is Herrick Baptist Church. You can go on that. Or you can contact Dana Jones. Her phone number is...
Not on the page.
217-246-5574.
One more time.
217-246-5574.
Now, Cheryl, if we go online, will we find a place to sign up or register?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there a cost involved?
There is. The fee is $20, but that includes breakfast and lunch, and 2 breakout sessions, and then the afternoon session with Robin. And then we'll have t-shirts available for an additional $15.
All right. Robin, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us and let us give us a hint of what's going to go on down here.
You bet. I was happy to be with you. Thanks so much, Dick.
You're very welcome.
And we can't wait to see you.
Oh, me too, Dana. Can't wait to be there.
And we've been talking with Cheryl and Dana, and most importantly, Robin Dykstra. What is it? Dykstra?
Dykstra.
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 Is that Dutch?
It is Dutch.
I married Dutch. I married Dutch, and it's a whole nother world. Are you up there in Holland, Michigan area?
I'm just spitting distance from Holland.
I've had to visit there. Listen, you have a good evening.
Time.
It's been good talking
to you.
Thank you
so much. and good to talk to you too. Have a best night.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us here on The Lamplighter.